Drug resistance has been steadily increasing, and new therapeutics are not being generated quickly enough to deal with these increasing levels of resistance. Novel strategies to combat resistance need to be considered. Collateral sensitivity provides a promising option. Collateral sensitivity can be defined as the phenomenon in which an organism has developed resistance to drug A, has increased sensitivity to drug B. However, determining collateral sensitivity profiles has proven difficult because these profiles are often heterogeneous and are difficult to repeat. Using the barcoded yeast system shown here gives power to designing these profiles, as a large number of lineages can be tracked over time, helping to resolve the stochastic nature of evolution. Here we will perform a baseline evolution in radicchio to gain a better understanding of the possible mutations that lead to resistance. During this evolution, barcode frequencies will be tracked by taking an aliquot of culture every 48 hours over the 6-week time course. DNA will be extracted from these aliquots and the barcode region will be amplified. This amplified region will be sent for next generation sequencing and barcode counts will be determined. This evolved population will then be tested against the drugs listed in panel B over a 1-week time period. Again, aliquots will be collected every 48 hours and barcode frequency counts will be determined in the same fashion. Observing the changes in barcode frequency between drug A and drug B will help to reveal the spectrum of mutations that result in collateral sensitivity. When considering frequency shifts in drug B, a sharp decline of a high frequency barcode suggests a strong collateral sensitivity profile. A slight decline may indicate a weak collateral sensitivity profile, while no change or an increased frequency suggests cross resistance. While this system is not able to account for all of the environmental factors that would be found in a clinical setting, it is our hope that the information gathered here will be able to better inform models and lead to more accurate predictions of collateral sensitivity likelihoods.